Welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. I'm Penny Mallory, and I'm offering 6 short minutes of motivational coaching tips. There's no waffle. I get straight to the point, and I hope the content is easy for you to digest, but more importantly, easy for you to start to action today so that you can start thinking and behaving differently so that you can achieve the success you desire. This episode is about building your confidence. I have to say, as a coach, I think this is the question I'm asked more than any other. How can I improve my confidence? Let me start with my perspective on confidence. It's not a thing you can hold in your hand. It's not something you can photograph. It's not something you can get out of your pocket and show someone. And as far as I know, you can't get any from eBay or Amazon. Confidence is certainly not something you can give someone either. It makes me so frustrated when I hear the Spice Girls talking in an interview on TV about how they want to give confidence to women. It's not possible. No one can give confidence to anyone. It's something that you develop inside yourself. But how? Let me start by asking the obvious question. What is confidence? Well, confidence is a concept. It's an idea, a feeling, a state of mind. It could be described maybe as the level of faith you have in your ability to succeed at something. A quiet inner knowledge that you're capable, feeling secure rather than insecure. Too little confidence in yourself might prevent you from taking risks or seizing opportunities. But alternatively, too much confidence, you might appear to be arrogant and believe yourself to be better than others. You can project confidence. You can probably think of somebody you know or somebody you've met who appears to be really confident. What is it about them that gives you that impression? Projecting confidence can help you gain credibility, make a good impression on people, maybe help you handle dealing with pressure, and help you to meet your personal and professional challenges head on. And that would be nice, right? If you had more confidence, can you imagine how you might behave? How would you walk? How would you talk and act? How different would a confident you be to the current you? If you were to develop more confidence, how would it change things for you? These are all really important questions that you may not have considered, but, you know, re-listen to this podcast and make sure you've asked yourself those questions. Okay, so now I want you to think of a specific thing that you have low confidence in. Something maybe you want to prove your level of confidence in, your level of attainment. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to call it the task. Have you tried this task already? How many times? Is it something you do rarely or quite often? Have you tried this task and been disappointed in the outcome? If that's the case, your disappointment or your frustration may result in your confidence falling as you are unable to perform this task to the standard you hoped for. If you were to try this task many, many more times, would you increase the chances of the outcome improving? Human beings tend to look for evidence all around us every day that either proves or disproves the beliefs that we have about our ability. It's often easy to find the evidence that backs up our doubts. See, I told you I couldn't do that. If, for example, I bake a cake and it's a complete disaster, it's flat, it's burnt, it's hard and horrible, I'm likely to say to myself, well, I knew I was no good at cooking cakes, it's just not something I can do. I'll immediately have a low confidence level as a baker of cakes. However, if I baked a cake every day for 20 days, I can promise you that the 20th cake would be pretty perfectly cooked. It'd be light and tasty and a total success. Suddenly, my confidence in baking cakes is quite different. I'm great at baking cakes. It was the repeated practice, the deliberate practice that gave me experience in cake baking. It gave me evidence that I can bake cakes well. I now have evidence that proves I'm good at baking cakes. So if you were to build up a bank of evidence by deliberately practicing your task, your confidence in performing that task would rise, would it not? Don't forget that nobody is immediately brilliant at anything. Skill, expertise, and knowledge are built over time by repeatedly practicing or experiencing a task. Take someone like Lewis Hamilton. Well, you could take any successful sporting or business person. Lewis Hamilton was not born a Formula One world champion. He started karting at the age of 8. He kept practicing and he kept improving. His confidence grew in his racing ability over a long period of time, because with practice, his racing skill improved. It was the dedicated, continued, deliberate practice that improved his performance, and his confidence grew. So let's get back to the task that you have little or no confidence in. If you were to practice this task consistently and deliberately over a sustained period of time, would your skill or knowledge or experience improve? Yes, it would. It would have to. So with this newfound level of ability, would your confidence in being able to perform that task improve? Almost certainly. So if your aim is to have more confidence in this task, you must consistently and repeatedly perform this task. Things won't always go your way. Life is not that straightforward. But this is when resilience will step in. You will pick yourself up, you will dust yourself down, and you will go again, and again, and again. Fall 7 times, but stand up 8. What if you have to attend a networking event, for example, and it fills you with dread because you've no confidence in being able to spark up bright, entertaining conversations with strangers? But you went along anyway and you talked to just one person. It went well, and you have some evidence in your bag now that you can do this. So you go along to another event, and this time you speak to 2 or 3 people. It also went pretty well. You now have more evidence in your bag. You keep going along to networking meetings, and before you know it, you're no longer filled with dread. Now you have enough events behind you and enough evidence in your bag that you can engage in bright conversations with complete strangers. Your confidence in attending networking events is completely different. It's grown. And this principle applies to everything. Speaking at a conference, delivering a presentation, running a marathon, losing weight, playing the piano. The same rules apply. So with your task in mind, what deliberate and repeated practice can you start today? Of course, you'll have to have a degree of courage to throw yourself into your task in the first place, but with the knowledge that you will improve your performance in time, the daunting feeling will reduce and be replaced by anticipation and excitement. Improving your confidence will start with a conversation that you must have with yourself. And you're no longer going to say things like, "I can't do this, I will fail, it's all going to go wrong." You're now going to say to yourself, "I may be rubbish at first, but I'm going to persevere at this because I know I will keep improving at this task every time I practice." Don't let your internal dialogue drag you down with negative self-talk. It's time to kill all the negative words. Remove all the negatives like, "I can't," "I won't be able to," "I'm no good," and replace them with, "I'm going to keep practicing. I'm improving. This is getting more exciting and less daunting. I'm going to get there." Be kind to yourself and remember that every confident or successful person has effectively built up a great big bag of evidence over time to support their belief that they are capable, skillful, or knowledgeable. So now I want to ask you this again. When you have confidence in performing your task, how will you behave? How will you walk? How will you talk? How will you act? How has your life changed with this newfound confidence? The good news is that you don't yet know how capable and skillful you will become, and I think that is such an exciting prospect. You are the biggest obstacle to your success, and the only limit is you. For more information about my keynotes, workshops, and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny.